Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, New Mob. Too deadly. Going to jump straight in there. First Nations Australians encourage others to bring up respect by highlighting down own domestic violence experiences. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Keelan Mailman, OAM, who manages Mount Tabor, a 190,000 acre cattle station in Queensland, and talk about this space. On the line, Keelan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
It's a pleasure you having me on. My name's Keelan Mailman, and I'm a Bidjara traditional owner woman from Western Queensland out near Augustella and Charleville.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, my sister. Good footprint. Look, talking about First Nation Australians encourage others to bring up respect by highlighting own domestic violence experiences. That in itself comes with a lot of weight. True stories is the vehicle we could use, is what I'm picking up, Keelan.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Trevor. We need to stop it at the start, all of this sort of stuff that's been going on for many a decades and, you know, so we need to stop it now.
It's not in our culture, is it, Keelan?
No, it's not in our culture. So we need to stop, you know. It's been going on long enough, and we've got a lot of our beautiful Aboriginal island women around Australia and everything, you know, sadly losing their lives.
And look, 99% of the victims are females and children, yeah, and men are the culprits. And like I said, that's not a true warrior. And here we are in the 21st century, and we need true warriors to step up.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, it's like you said earlier, Trevor, it's not in our culture, and sadly it is, you know, 90% of women and children. I mean, children are born innocent, and, you know, it takes two to tango, and you're bringing your children into the world, and we don't need to have our innocent babies losing their lives.
Yeah.
Amongst all of the sadness, eh?
Sister, tell us about what you're doing. You're managing Mount Tabor, is it? 190,000 acre cattle station, Queensland?
Yeah, Mount Tabor Station is in rural Western Queensland, and we sort of went under a lease agreement with the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation back in 97 when they purchased the property. So Gurudunda is the name of Mount Tabor in Bidjara language.
Yep.
And I've been managing the property for near 26 years now.
Whoa. Life sentence there, sister.
Yeah, I'm doing the work as of a man, so yeah. I've been there doing that solely by myself and read my children and grandchildren, and I did publish a book back in 2014, The Power of Bones.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm out there doing that and doing that for my people and trying to help my Aboriginal island people all around Australia because, you know, they're my people, so...
And you know, as busy as you are working with horses and cattle and on property and the heat and climate and what have you, and it looks strong for encouraging others to bring up respect by highlighting own domestic violence experiences. So even though you're in the middle of nowhere, virtually, you could say, you're still pushing that agenda, which is so important. And it sounds, it becomes real, Keelan.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, I don't do a lot with the cattle and horses. You know, we've got a lot of Brumbies on the property.
Okay.
A lot of the leasees do that. But, you know, looking after significant cultural sites and being the manager of a commercial cattle property for our Bidjara people is huge for me, for us to have had ownership given back to us.
Yes.
And, yeah, you are correct. So it goes to show, Trevor, how important it really is, brother, eh, to... be on a property in the middle of nowhere, right out in rural Western Queensland, and how important this is to have the respect and to try and stop all the domestic violence and everything that's going on in the country. You know, we're only all visitors on this planet for one lifetime, hey?
And, well, exactly.
you know, to, there's enough natural disasters in the world and around the country that have taken the lives of many of innocent people and children.
Mm.
We don't need it to be at the hands of domestic violence, mate.
So true, so true. Yeah. And when you look at it, tell us your story there, my sister.
Well, I've went through a couple of domestic violence episodes in my life, and it's quite heartbreaking because I've never drank in my life, I've never done drugs in my life.
Mm.
I give out all this love and care and couldn't understand why I was at the hands of domestic violence. So when I was approached to come on board with the Carbon, you know, to stop it at the start campaign, I was more than happy to put my hand up as a black woman.
Good on you.
We need to stop all of this behind closed doors business.
Yes.
Because one punch or something could take the life of a loved one.
Exactly.
And we really need to stop it because we don't need our children to see this. And, mate, wherever I get the opportunity to stand up for my people around the country or for any other cultures for that, I'm more than happy to put my hand up to try and stop it all at the start and get respect brought back in to people's lives, mate. We need to walk hand in hand.
Exactly.
Stop it. We don't need our children to be seeing this. And, you know, a lot of people might think it's hard to get out and talk about it, but it's not hard. It's about breaking the cycle, breaking the link in the chain, and getting out there and helping support each other. And there's a lot of help in the country now. So, you know, we don't want loved ones, you know, we don't want our loved ones' lives getting taken, Trevor, hey?
Well, yeah, and look, I spoke to Brother Devin Kimura, who's a part of this program as well, and the words he used there is, I used violence, my father used violence, my grandfather used violence, three generations of my male family used violence, and violence had to stop with me because there is a fourth generation in my son. I realised that if not me, then who? And that's so powerful. I mean, well, kids are watching what you do, you know, and, we've got to break that cycle, as you mentioned.
That's right, and that was a very powerful words from that brother. And, you know, for him to have the guts as an Aboriginal man to stand up there and state that, I thought was absolutely brilliant. And it is true, we've got to lead by example. You know, they're saying that there's not enough of our people in the country now.
Exactly.
So, you know, we don't need it to be happening this way. And, you know, when I talk about the respect, teaching your children in the home, you know, from when our babies are starting to walk, from when they're starting to talk, they're learning. So if we're teaching our children inside the home that we don't treat people like this, you know, your mum, your dad, your partner, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, uncles, aunties, you know, if we put a stop to it and start doing the respect inside the home, you know, we're better people than this. Aboriginal and Island people around the country, you know, it's not in our culture.
No.
And it was at different times over a lot of decades in our culture, but we need to come together now and we need to stop it. You know, stop it at the start before it goes any further. And I'm more than happy, like I said, to keep putting my hand up.
Good.
To put that out there, having the guts. You've got to have the guts, you've got to have the strength, and you've got to have that passion and love for your people and for people's lives in itself to be able to make an impact.
Yes. And look, Keelan, you're doing just that, my sister, and more power to you. Thank you very much for sharing, and great to see you a part of this this program, putting it out there. First Nations Australians encourage to others to bring up respect by highlighting own domestic violence experience. That's what you're doing. That's what Devin Kimura has done. It is so fantastic. And look, you're in the country, and you're working hard there, my sister, and more power to you. And big shout out to your children and grandchildren there.
And fantastic. It's been a pleasure. I'm up in Yallingi, I think it is, if I'm pronounced right, at Wonga Beach at the moment.
Cooking Yallingi up there, green country.
I'm up here at the moment, so we, you know, paying acknowledgement to those traditional owners.
Yes.
You know, it's been an absolute pleasure having me on the show, and thank you very much, and to the Carbon crew for asking me to come on board with this, mate.
Beautiful.
Give the respect and stop it at the start for all our people out there listening.
My darling sister, take care, keep smiling, enjoy the green scenery, and we'll talk soon, sister.
Good on you, brother. Thanks so much for your call.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Keelan Mailman, OAM, and domestic violence survivor. And the topic there, thanks to Carbon Creative, First Nations Australians encourage others to bring up respect by highlighting own domestic violence experiences. And as she stated there, she's a victim of domestic violence, but overcome it, you know. She don't drink, smoke or take drugs, never have, never will. Sound like a beautiful woman, and yeah, and the fact that she was a victim to that, we need to stamp it out. This is the 21st century. It's not in our culture, and we need to be strong. Our deadly brothers out there, warriors, look that man in the mirror, have that deadly yarn, you know, and make the right decision. That's what it's all about. Have your say. Yarn up strong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to divide. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? Me you call them Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba where my people reside. Where you from, my brother?
The question, where you from, my brother? Barry Cedric, big shout out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And call that number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're going across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country. BBM, Bama Brip Media. Or as Mary Jew say, Big Black Mary. Big shout out to you, Mob. Hope you're well. Let's look at the top stories and news here today. Australian women and children are returning to Sydney from Syrian detention camp after 4 years. Other news here, world close to irreversible climate breakdown, warm major studies. Another interest rate rise to heap a pressure on million of Aussie home earners, homeowners experts. Other stories here. Juror who caused a layman trial to be aborted had two more documents. Sports news. No country is perfect. Qatar return serve over Socceroos pre-World Cup protests. Top Twitter executives fired as Elon Musk takes takeover begins. I don't think I said anything controversial. Australia's Got Talent stand-up routine riles Chinese trolls. For a happier life, focus on what's left and not on what's lost. New details emerge in desperate search for missing teenager as fears mount. They're the headlines for news today. So, look, let us know what's happening with your news. Maybe you've got a young one graduating from university. Maybe you've got to start a new job. Maybe you bought a business. Maybe you got married. I don't know. Maybe you got divorced. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Children from the palm of our mother's hands, mucham yin on bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah, gadan gadan gari gari, 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 gadan gadan. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on. Bimbe!
Bye.
there out. Four-wheel drive, locked all the way. Destination, Danayangala. Passing families on the way. Tonight, we'll be sitting around, talking till the campfire dies. Feeling the evening breeze, eating the catch of the day. Just a few miles down the track, it's the Ganathia run. Gonna my country, I'm gonna part of the memorial.
Tears of Law, Yothu Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your Dindji country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page, right, BBM 987 FM. The heat is on, you mob. Look, we all need to be careful. Heat safety. It seems obvious to say summer's hot, but in the rush to make the most of your time off, people can easily miss the early signs of dehydration, heat exhaustion, or even heat stroke. Make sure you know the signs and that you need to pay attention to what your body's telling you. The heat can cause a number of problems, so be ready for all of them. General heat tips here. Avoid strenuous exercise on hot days. Work out during the early morning or late evening. Stay hydrated. Fill up on water regularly and before any exercise. Excessive sweating means you should take in more water. Stop for frequent water breaks during any physical activity or work, and drink the right liquids. Overly cold beverages can cramp your stomach, and sugary or caffeinated beverages can dehydrate you. Never leave anyone enclosed in a vehicle on a hot day, especially a child or a pet. Heat exhaustion signs are copious sweatings, weakness or fatigue, giddiness, nausea, clammy, pale or flushed skin, elevated body temperature, vomiting or fainting when severe. What to do? Rest in cool, a shaded area, drink water or especially in electrolyte beverages, sports drinks, can ambulance call the ambulance if needed. So there are your tips there for the heat. The heat is on across this big island, especially up here in far north Queensland. So do look after yourself, mob. What other news is happening? Looking at the Torres news here. Feds to fund Torres Strait Climate Change Centre for Excellence. The federal government will provide $15.9 million over 4 years from 2022 to 2023 to establish a Torres Strait Climate Change Centre of Excellence. The centre will be designed to build the capacity, the capability and capacity of Torres Strait Islander peoples in response to climate change, mitigation and adaption through integrating technical expertise with traditional knowledge, and deliver a Climate Warriors Training Program. A spokesman for the Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Chris Bowen, told the Torres Strait the initiative would look to identify practical action on climate change with Torres Strait Island and other First Nation peoples in Australia across the Pacific. So that's great to see. Like I said, money is a tool. Great to have that money on the table to support that and look after Mother Earth, and we all need to do our bit. It is a team effort in that sense. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? I had the conversation. 20 minutes left on the program here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show. BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I get high just from the thought of you, an addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control. When I try to get you off my mind,
sit up city lights like I'm damning you wild while you
when
shine so bright.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I get high just from the thought of you, an addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
I'ma ring your line like, baby, what you trying to do? I'ma pick you up and in my Ranger will cruise. Let's go, Sister Fefe is the name. I'll be kicking back, I ain't playing no games. But hold up, one sec, let me tell you something quick. That first little vest, yeah, I know it was sick. What I'm really trying to do is bring you over to the bay. We can party all night, sleep all day. But see, if you want, we can have it your way. Take a walk down the beach and just smile a day. We'll sit next to a brewery that'll keep us warm while we dance the night away and listen to this song. Put your hands up on my waist as I wind it like that. Cause see, we got that vibe, we just got it like that. I'ma be his ride or die, and that's a fact. Together forever, baby, as we said in our pack. Roses are red, and I made a wish. See you were fast on your jigsaw's Christmas list. Take you back to my boomba, that's my crib. Drink a little Henny, maybe just a sip. See, you can be my yabba for life. You can give me that ring, and you can call me your wife. See, we gon' be alright, we gon' be okay. Shout out to this track, my bottom
when
on me.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you, an addiction that I really, really like.
you off my mind. I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you. An addiction that
seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
Welcome back to your daily live outdoor broadcast. Here we are, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Group Media 98.7 FM. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. I'm going to talk about a little bit of background, Donnell. The punish, when the punish lining up, or the punish lining up, brother.
True that.
But I want to compliment you on that first caller yesterday. And this is one of them calls where I'm going to use the word doobalaki, brother, because I don't know what I'm talking about. But, brother, a lot of our community now, they got their own social media site, brother. And how do you word it? Like, they go into BBM, Google it, and I'm going to put it on our site. That funeral yesterday, brother, yeah, that just, how do I wear it? Like, it's live streaming, isn't it? And you download it, and you put it onto if other listeners want to put it like Chairbeck or other community, wherever they want to put that funeral thing on their social media site, brother. How do you wear it, brother?
Sharing is what you're saying? Sharing? Downloading?
Hello, brother?
Yeah, sharing, downloading? Is that what the word you're looking for?
Brother.
Yeah, can you hear me, someone?
I can only say double that because I don't know how you wear it, you know, because...
Dubalaki, I can hear you. I don't think you can hear me, Selwyn.
Oh, all right then. But I'll keep talking. Yeah, but anyway, brother, I think you got the gist of what I'm saying. Is
yeah.
Well, the social media site, like are they, like other community, how they can take it off your program, and that's what I will do.
Grab it.
That's a good one, brother. I'm gonna do that. I say Dubalaki, take it from there. Put it on our media site. But, brother, on that, Donnell, there's a background, too, to that. I think Gina, she didn't speak out at Roy Hill, a company that spoken of, yeah. And that goes, I think about World War One, I think, or World War Two, when they had a strike, and that was, still is today, the longest strike in the Pilbara. When those they walked off
the cattle station.
Yamaki over there too, brother. I think Noongar ran 30 years. But when the Maoris, when they walked off Grua Hill, brother, because they were being exploited, and they had that strike thing, Dooley Binpin, old fellow Dooley Binpin, the Negro fellow, Don McLeod. And I'm sorry if I don't remember the name, and Vale, those people, and RIP, those people. Brother, that went for 3 years.
But yeah.
If anybody listening, especially NITV, or anybody want to download it, I don't know, you can't download it. How the West was lost, brother. It's a good documentary on the Pilbara, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. There we have it. Selwyn having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. 11's go here on the program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country BBM Bumbleberry Media 90.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service.